Welcome, everyone, to the Advise Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm here once again, everybody, for another show, and the title of today's show is Mom, Not My Father. Now, we have our host, Ms. Gabriella, on the line. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm doing fine.
So, today has been a very full day for me, but we can go ahead and get on into the show. Last week, we had Alexis K. Tyler on the show. And she brought up an interesting point, and something I actually forgot about ever since I was a child. You know, it's about really with, you know, my mother and my father. And, you know, I didn't understand for a long time the situation I had with my mother and my father. And, you know, my father, you know, he was a real hardworking man, very, very hardworking. He, you know, always looked after his family. He never was a person that, you know, ran the streets and things like that. But I didn't understand the back and forth between him and my mother. Not at all. I didn't understand it. But I did see, like, one of the last arguments they had before my father just, you know, it got to a point where it was toward the end. And, you know, they was arguing, let's say, about 2 in the morning. And, you know, I was a little boy, like about 6 years old. And, you know, she was going off and going ham with my dad, pointing in his face, doing all this stuff to him. Or whatever, and you know, I remember he had left that night. Well, you know, my dad had told me after I had kind of got grown and want to do some investigation to what happened between those two, my dad made me remember something I had forgot, and he said he had lost his job with the refinery, and he was trying to figure out what he was going to do. He said, like, I got a family, I got a wife, I got children, you know, what am I going to do? So my mom, and I remember this, had left with us to our grandmother's house. Now, anytime she got into my, you know, my father, she'd leave, go over there to his house, her house, I'm sorry, and stay there. And my dad coming over there, asking, you know, come back and all this other stuff. Well, and she did that for the last time. He didn't accept her back. And, you know, as a grown man, you know, imagine, like, you're going through some hard times, and then your wife just walk out on you. Like, you just, you mean, you got laid off. You lost your job. You've been providing for the household in spite of all her crap. And, you know, my mom will spend money, like, on shoes, like $300 shoes when bills need to be paid. This is stuff that my mom used to do. I love my mom and everything, but my mom has done a lot of stuff. And one of the biggest issues I have with my mother and some of the stuff is how she painted the picture of my father like he was just some, like, deadbeat and all this other stuff. And I find out in the end, she caused all the drama, you know, and did a lot of things to him to try to keep me and my sister away from him. And, you know, we thought that he moved on with his wife, he didn't want us anymore and all that. When I found out the truth, you know, it just changed my situation in my mindset about my mother. And growing up, it was crazy because every time I would do something, she would say, oh, you just like your father, or you talk like your father, you did. But everything it was about my father, it had to do something negative. It was nothing positive about my father. And my father always paid the child support. You know, he did okay on that. He, you know, came around, but, I mean, how could he? Every time the man paid the child support, every time the man did what he had to do, he sat there and had to hear, well, this not enough money, and constantly getting harassed. And she would, you know, call his house to the point that my dad had to even not give her his number for years. We didn't have my father's number. We would hurt our feelings. We couldn't call our own father. But once I found out the truth, I understood, you know, why he did certain things. Now, there's so many kids that's going through stuff like that, you know, and a lot of times the man move on, and he get him somebody else, and now the kid is going through some things. And this is what I'm even dealing with today, just in my personal life. I mean, I've moved on with my situation, mm-hmm. and, mm-hmm. you know, my ex, she hates my wife with a passion, and she tries to throw all kind of, you know, poison, you know, toward my son against me. But it don't work, because in your kid's life, you can circumvent that. I'm going to get real and ask you a question. You know, some of that stuff, and I get more deep into it in the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, you know, why women pull stunts like that? I mean, like, just why?
As in, like,
I mean, you got to, okay, let me ask this. you got a decent guy, he may be going through some things or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, why would you walk out on a guy that provided a household, had his children in the house? So, see, I wasn't born from no single parent stuff. I was born in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
My marriage, mother and father was married for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And it did have a major difference on me versus some of the kids who don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So why you think that, you know, and my mother ain't the only woman ever done that. So why you think some women would do something like that?
Just like, as in just walk out on their husband?
Yeah, yeah, you're just walking out and causing problems, spending money when you shouldn't be spending money. The man trying to tell you, look, we got to pay these bills. My father had us in the house, not no ghetto, and then like that. You know, the man was a hardworking man.
Oh, I've seen that happen a lot. Honestly, I think it's just kind of like that rebelliousness. It's like that mentality where it's like that parent-child mentality, like when the parent is constantly saying, you don't need to be doing this, so they decide they want to rebel. And then that's when things go wrong, if that makes any sense. It's like the woman is so tired of the husband saying, we need to manage our money better. We have the light bill is due on the 25th. We don't need you to be going on shopping sprees every week like we have it like that. And a lot of women will get mad and up and leave and go find somebody else who will spoil them. I don't know why they do it. I think it's just selfishness, really.
I mean, it's stupid. You don't think about the kids, what the kids go through. Like, you know, your kids, like I was a child, miss my father heavily, and my sister even went through it worse
mm-hmm.
than what I went through missing my father.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time, my mother I was at a point I even hated my own father
mm-hmm.
due to what she would tell me. But I did not know behind the scenes the mess and the things she was causing
mm-hmm.
to my father. And when I found out the truth, it made me like almost cry, because it's like I thought about all the stuff my father went through at the hands of my mother. And you know, my mother to this day don't never want to hear the truth of what I tell about some things. You know, like I was always a young man at work. You know, I never asked nobody for nothing. And
mm-hmm.
every time I work, I would buy my own clothes, my own shoes, my own stuff, like I was a man. And even though my father was sending child support, I buy my little video games or whatever, video game systems. My mom would come back. I come back home. My mom would pawn my junk. You know what I'm saying? I could not take my son's Xbox 360 and go pawn it, and he come home and see that I pawned it. Yeah, I know my son worked hard for that. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. I just couldn't do something like that. And then you never go get it out of the pawn shop or anything. Or, you know, my mom was heavily dependent on me, like I was a doggone man of the house. And why is that? When you had a man in the house,
see that's when I go back to the mother child thing. A lot of black, I'm not gonna say all, but I've noticed that a lot of black women would rather, they're more content with this parent child relationship. They're happier when that's why so many of these quote unquote successful black women will go out and get a thug, because it's somebody that they can rule over. They can kind of treat him like a child. They can talk to him anyhow they want. They can tell him, oh, I don't want you doing this, I don't want you doing that. They can almost treat the man like their own son. And, I mean, a lot of women will sit there and they'll run their man out of the house so that they can sit there and have their son kind of take the place of their husband or their boyfriend or whatever, just because they like that sense of control. And that comes from, them having problems in their own past that they mm-hmm. haven't been able to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that a lot. I've seen a lot of women do this. They'll sit there, run their man out of the house, sit there, and even after the man has been gone for 20, 30 years, they'll still be sitting there talking bad about the man and saying, oh, well, he was never there for the kids, he was this, he was that. And I'm like, well, gee, no wonder. Considering how rude and disrespectful you were to your man, he sat there, he worked hard to take care of you. He did whatever he could to take care of the family. There was hard times when he lost his job, and that wasn't his fault. But the woman will sit there and try to paint the picture and make it seem like he was the one that was just doing the wrong when it was really her.
Yeah, and my thing, you know what bothers me the most about the whole situation, and like I almost like my mother would not acknowledge her fault, like in the situation. She won't. Whatsoever. And that's what's so bothersome. That you hurt your child that bad.
I mean, some people, I just don't understand them, to be honest with you. I think the problem is that it goes back to the show that we did on mental issues. And I know a lot of a lot of people in the Black community, they're running around with a lot of undiagnosed mental problems, and they don't want to go and get the help that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sit there and they'll abuse their children. How many news stories have we seen Black women doing all kind of crazy things to their kids, or Black men or Black people in general doing crazy things to their kids? And it's really, and then when it really comes down to it, is either they came from a single parent home, or they end up having like some type of disorder or whatever, and they never went and got help for it. A lot of these women are just either they're narcissistic, or they're severely depressed, or I don't know what's wrong with half of them. But usually it's a lot, like it's just they were abused as kids, and so they don't know how to take care of children themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were never shown that love, so they don't know how to give that love back, and it's really unfortunate.
But see, if that were my mother's past or parents or situation, I would give her more of a pass and say, well, she really didn't know anything, or she didn't know, you know, how. But no, she came out of a two-parent household.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my grandfather didn't leave my grandmother for nothing. He didn't beat my grandmother, or he was a hardworking, you know, Black man and stuff. You know, my grandmother and them, they were church-going people. And, you know, they lived a life, you know, going to church. So I can't say that, you know, about my mom. She just, people are just different. Because some people come out of a two-parent household and still be a Black sheep, you know, with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, my mom got married again. You know, that didn't work out. She got married to another dude. By the time she got married to the third dude, I didn't even go see the dude. I said, you know what, I don't want to meet that cat. I said, for what? I said, it ain't going to last. And I said, before she got married, she didn't like what I had to say. I was like, Mom, I'm like, you going to get married a third time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? I said, Mom, you couldn't figure out the first two times? I said, just have a boyfriend or something. I said, for me, I would feel like a three-time loser if I said I didn't got married three times.
Mm-hmm. I've seen people that have done that. They've been married three, four, five times, and I don't understand that either. I could understand that maybe a second marriage, but once it gets to the third, fourth, and fifth, that's when you know you have a problem.
I told my wife, I said, when I met her, I said, look, I'll get married one more time. That's it. If it don't work out, I'm not getting married no more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I said, because I'm not about to sit up here and be married a third time. For what? But, you know, of course, if you are wise, you'll know how to pick better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of things that I dealt with my first situation is a lot of me being naive, too.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing, you know, how to really pick the right woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, when it comes to the moms, man, it's like one thing that I really can't stand is when they start taking stuff out on you as a child due to they miserable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't have their father. That's why a lot of times I feel bad for my son, because he tells me some things that his mother tell him, and she is so upset. Pissed off a lot that I'm not with her. She hate, like I say, she hate my wife with a passion. And he told both of us this weekend. We was in the car going to the grocery store, and you know, me and him, we got talking. He'll tell me certain things, and we got into a conversation, and he was saying, you know, Mom, she really don't, you know, she's saying I like my wife, and my wife heard, and he like oh shoot, she heard, and like, and she looked and said, we already both know that, like. You know, say, but, you know, why? And then the only thing he said was, well, because you with him. And I'm like, well, what's the problem? You know, it's like, it's stupid. But yet my 8-year-old has to sit here and hear all this crap. And when she was really, and she was really trying to poison my son against me, and I thank God he's more like me to look at things like, I'm going to make my decision on my own. I'm not going to pay attention to you just because you're my mom.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So, so anyway, Ms. Gabriella, you know about like any kids that dealt with it or any,
I mean, I've seen boys that have dealt with that. I've had a lot of guy friends who have dealt with their mother kind of treating them like the man of the house. Like, that's one. What I've noticed is in the African-American community, a lot of women will sit there and say, oh, that's my little man. That's the little man of the house. And they're like, oh, well, he carries the groceries for me. He does this and that for me. He's so this, he's so that. I love my son. I love my son. And I don't understand that. It's like, he's your son, not your boyfriend, not your husband. Why would you try to put all that responsibility on a child? And then, how many times have you seen young boys go out and sell drugs or go and join gangs and do things like that because they're like, oh, I got to take care of my mom. I have to provide for the family. I have to do this. I have to do that. And a lot of these men are growing up with this, you know, with a chip on their shoulder because they have to sit there and take on the responsibility of a husband and a comforter and everything else for their own mom and a provider too. And half these guys are like 13, 14, 15 years old. They're going out selling drugs because they have to take care of their parents, their mom and their family, and their five and six other brothers and sisters. And then it causes problems later on in life because they're emotionally unavailable, and you know they're all messed up in the head because they've suffered abuse. And I mean, it may not seem like abuse at first. It's like, oh well, you know, you're taking care of your family. But a child shouldn't have to have those kind of responsibilities because that does have long term effects.
Yeah, it does have long-term effects. It takes away that, you know, that little boy or that little girl, you know, childhood away from them.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting on adult responsibilities on this child, and in the end, it resents you because, like I said, I was one of those children. You know, my mom would tell me, well, you got to help out, you got to do this, and you got to do that. Or, you know, like the little jobs I would get, you know, or even little money. I go hustle money. You know, back in the day, we used to go knocking door to door to go cut grass. You know,
mm-hmm.
And shoot, we charge like about, what, $20? To cut grass, and then once we charge this, you know, $20 to cut grass, you know, we'll be happy. But you know, oh no, my mama wants some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dog, man, if I'm making money. I'm not even asking you for no money. But you like, oh, you got to help, you know, help me out. And I'm like, well, I got to help you out? I'm the child.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? It's like, oh, you just like your dad. You never want to, you know, go with the flow and just give me the money and stuff like that. I said, well, he's a smart man. I said to me and my brother one time, that's why he ain't with you. And of course, I got in trouble for that one. Now, you look at my father today, like I said, my father's an electrical engineer. He's running a lucrative part of the company. I mean, he's doing great for himself. He's still with his wife that he had back when he left my mama. Still with them to this day. And you should see how they live versus how my mother lives. You should see the difference.
I actually know a case of that happening in my personal life. I don't want to go into too many details, but I mean, I know somebody who had a similar circumstance where they had a mother who couldn't keep a relationship that kept getting remarried. And then,
mm-hmm.
And then the same person, like the same husband, well, the same husband that this person spoke so badly of, had a woman and still takes care of his family. So obviously he wasn't too bad, you know. But some people just want to have that freedom where they can waste all the money and they can be irresponsible. Like some people just don't want to take care of business. They would rather be in that comfort zone. They kind of want a man who will sit there and spoil them and give them everything they want. Which doesn't make any sense to me because that's not a husband's job. A husband's job is to provide, and a husband's job is to put his foot down when he knows his wife is spending too much money. But some women don't want that. They would rather have some little no-good thug who's going to sit there and and tell them and just let them do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, that, it's not, you know, only that. It's that, you know, a lot of times as a young man that you can start, you know, resenting a lot of things that your mother do. And as you grow up with this resentment that you may have directed toward her, a lot of times that starts spilling over into your relationships as you get older, like with some, you know, women. And if a woman starts doing things or saying certain things that reminds you of your mother, a lot of times it could bring up an old wound. And
mm-hmm.
you can get real, you know, it can internalize all kind of ways. You can internalize it like, well, see, you know, black women are the same look. But a lot of times you're saying that because you're doing it based off your mother and what your mother did to you way back in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And there's a lot of dudes that has this I can't stand black women attitude. A lot of times it comes from their mothers because, you know, if a woman do you wrong or she cheat or whatever she do, you can move on and get another woman. You ain't got to deal with her no more.
Mm-hmm.
But why is it that every single time you're having some issue, you know, with these, let's say, particular women that you choose to date, because it's also a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You choose these particular women for some reason. Okay, a lot of times you look at a person's dating choices, a lot of times they're going to be kind of the same.
Exactly.
Because just kind of like
exactly. Because they kind of gravitate towards the same type of thing, and then they sit there and, like, I mean, I know somebody who's had several failed relationships, and they all have the same pattern. And it's like, one thing I've noticed is that you can't really say that all black men are bad or all black women is bad. It's like, it's no, it's the people that you accepted into your life are bad. You didn't have to sit there and get in a committed relationship with somebody who was irresponsible or who you knew wasn't really worth it. That's a choice, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, you know, like one thing that I couldn't stand, like I said, is just any woman that would try to always ask me for money, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like cringing, literally, because it's like it sounds just like my mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so that's one of the main things that I look out for is when if a woman's always asking you for money and yet she's not providing money herself,
mm-hmm.
it becomes a problem.
Exactly.
But it all comes back from the past when my mom could ask me for this, ask me for that. You know, you should be providing for the house. And like when I had left the house, you know, she had told me, well, what me and your sister's going to do?
And it's like, well, you should have thought about that a long time ago. That's not my problem.
Exactly.
And that's why a lot of women will sit there and still have their son with, well, not all of them, but there's some women that will still have their kids or their son 20-something years old, 30 years old, still living in the house because they need the son to help out and, you know, pay bills and things.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand if the husband died and she was an old lady and she needed somebody to take care of her. But if it's somebody who's one of these 40-year-old grandmothers, you know, I don't understand that.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's like, my mom, like, she's not even working. That's the thing. It's like, it's embarrassing. Like, how you, like, you got your kids grown. How you not even taking care of business? And she went to school. You know, she did. She's, cosmetology and everything. She had done, you know, hair for years. It's like, I don't know, it's like, I told my wife, I don't know what happened to my mom. It's like, after the second marriage, it's kind of like she just was not the same. It's like she went into this woe is me attitude. She never got back on her feet. You know, she always was trying to ask me and my sister for this, ask me and my sister for that. It's like a lot of times I don't even talk to my own mother. I mean, I have a better relationship with my father in this day and time.
Oh, I just noticed I'm in the chat box right now.
Mm-hmm.
It says TJ Sotomayor. I want to talk to him. No cussing, no nothing. Just man to man. Wow.
What is it that he wants to talk? What is it? What is that?
There is no hate here. You wanted my audience, so I brought them. So it looks like he brought all his. His audience.
My thing is this, you know, Why? What is that me and him need to talk about?
Mm-hmm.
He could write in the chat room. What is it we need to talk about, and what's the area code? That way I know it's you, and it's not gonna be no cussing. I'm not, you know. Then CPU say they don't even respond to. A lot of people tell me don't even respond to it. You know, because this the thing. You know, I can't discuss it. I'm not going to discuss it because I'm gonna get myself in trouble for discussing it. So I'm gonna leave it alone. But it's the situation. I explained it. It went too far, and that's just kind of where I'm gonna leave it at. You know, the show is about, you know, people who's going through issues, you know, with, you know, from the past childhood with their mom, or it could be a grandmama or whatever. It's not about, you know, that situation. You get what I'm saying? And this is what the show is about. It's not about that. If he wants to, you know, there's nothing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, Ms. Gabriella, I understand you saw that. I've been watching it the whole time. You know, I saw exactly when he entered the room. So it's not like I didn't know.
Hmm. But anyway, I'm not even going to look at any of this. I'm actually about to get off the chat because the show is not even about that. And no one's even going to see the chat after.
No, they really don't. No, like, if you look in the archives.
Yeah, you can't see the archives anyway. So we're not
Exactly. You can't see the archives or whatever. And the thing is about what, you know, he's even actually saying, it's like, you know, sir, if you this big celebrity, then why are you over here on a nobody stuff? That's a problem. You know, it's like, that's it. It's like, go do your celebrity thing and let me do my thing anyway. So, you know, my mom, man, she just, oh, man, I can't stand some of the stuff my mom does. You get what I'm saying? That's why I've always been one to try to build a good relationship, like with a woman that I've had,
mm-hmm.
With my wife or whatever, because I feel like I got to make a family of my own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because if I can't sit up there and say, it's a lot of times I see dudes that have a good relationship with their mom, and a lot of times I wish I had that same relationship. Now, I got a good relationship with my grandmother. That's one I have a good relationship with, all my aunts. Love them to death. But, and even my aunts are like, said, like my aunt told me the other day, you know, I finally figured out and understood why you left the house the way you did. He said, because I see how your mama is now. And I told my aunt, I said, I try to tell everybody. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then my mom had put so much, like, this poison in my mind at one point in time by my father. I made a grave mistake with my first situation because he warned me not to get involved in my first situation. Big time warned me. I didn't listen because a lot of times, we did, you know, a lot of times black men dismiss the words of their father. They don't want to hear anything I say because the mom is everything. Because we don't have our father around. And a lot of times, you know, that's another thing I always hold against my mom sometimes too, is that you rob me of having a good relationship with my father. Because
mm-hmm.
a child needs their father. And all the crap I put up with for my baby mama, she's like my mom, like on a crazy level. Like she even got crazy now. I don't know what's wrong with her. I mean, literally, it's like she needs to be committed. But the reason why I still deal with it is for the sake of my son. I don't want to leave my son in a situation where he's getting attacked.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? I mean, like, he even told me the other day, you know, I'm getting tired of her. I'm tired of her, you know, saying this. I'm tired of her treating me this way or whatever. I mean, like, if he don't come to my house, like, if he say he want to stay home, like, he told me that she'll whip me if I stay home. That's how crazy she is. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, and all it's doing is slowly going to start building resentment in my son.
Unfortunately, because all this going around poisoning your son against you is just going to, I mean, at first, I don't even know, he might end up believing it, and then later on down the road, he's going to be like, man, he was nothing like what she had said about me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I've seen it happen so many times. I've had people say, oh, well, your daddy is no good. He never comes around. He doesn't, like, he hasn't provided for you. He hasn't tried to come and see you. And it's not because the father is a bad man. It's because the father, like, he loves his child and really wants to be with his child, but the mother is just so horrible
mm-hmm.
that he's just like, he's like, I really want to be with my child, but I don't want to have to deal with this. I don't want to have to deal with her constantly nagging in my ear. I don't want to deal with her blowing up my phone. I don't want to deal with her yelling and screaming and causing issues. And so they just end up staying away, and they just stay away for so long that they end up just not even being in the child's life anymore. And then a lot of kids end up having this resentment, saying, oh, my father walked out on me. He was never there for me. He didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to be a good dad because he just didn't care about me. And sometimes it has nothing to do with the child. And that ends up causing problems with the child later on in the life. They end up having certain issues with insecurity because they feel that there's something in them that's wrong, that's making people that they love want to stay away.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's now, I got these phone calls, and I don't think I'm going to see. Because I do answer my calls, and I've seen all this crap that's going on in the chat room. If anything mention anything outside the topic, I'm going to boot you out. That's it. I don't want to discuss anything regarding anyone else. Okay, so you think that's fair, Ms. Gabriella?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Okay. I just want to say that. I think this one is on the show. You don't have no number. I guess you're calling from Skype. 111.
So am I,
hello?
You bitch.
And there we go. Now see, we're not gonna have this is the thing.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Exactly. that's just about that's just about it's a shame. You know what I'm saying? It's a shame. You can't do a show without all this internet trolling. You know, like I said, that's sad because I don't go to nobody's show and call them with no junk. I don't. I don't bother with people. I leave them alone in their program. Nobody can say I called in or even went in the chat room and told them anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sick, man. It's sick. I mean, and this is the things that I've been dealing with since the first of the year. All these people doing this trolling, calling my show, all this other stuff. It doesn't make sense. And if y'all looking at the chat room, I mean, look at it. I want you to look at it. I mean, I'm not making this stuff up.
It doesn't
make sense. I mean, think about it. It doesn't make sense.
Okay,
I mean,
you know what? Let's just answer some of these calls, and if they're not related to the show topic, then we don't need to address it because this is not a drama type show. I mean, forget about trying to answer questions or whatever. We don't need to bring YouTube stuff onto this because that's not what this show is about. I mean, I don't know if you want me to answer these calls or what.
No, you go ahead and start answering them, and if they say something out of line, and then that's it.
All right. Okay. No, we'll answer your call. If you're gonna be civil, go ahead. So, let's see. Hello? Area code 973. Hello?
Well, they
hang up.
Up, hung up. Okay.
Yes, it is. Okay, next one.
Okay, ask them next one.
Area code 404. Hello? Okay, what's your area code? You said you want to talk to us, so what's your area code so we can answer the call? None of these want to, they don't want to say anything.
Okay
area code 469.
Hello? Hello?
Okay, hello?
What's up, Advice Show? This is Human Paradox.
What's going on, brother?
What's up, man? What's up?
Oh, it's all right. I'm just on the show, you know, I don't know if you're looking at my chat room right now. You be looking at?
No, I'm not, man. I just got the shower, and so I knew you said you was gonna be on. So you know, I'm a supporter, man. So.
Oh yeah, shoot, brother. You know, like I said, man, you all right with me, man? Shoot.
Okay.
We're trying to answer.
We're trying to answer calls, so we're gonna have to mute you for a second.
No, let him stay on.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll stay on. Okay, we'll see what this is. Okay, area code 718, then. We're ready. I mean, if you really want to do this, let's talk. Hello?
Hello?
No, 718, I don't hear him answering anything.
Area code 718?
Well, hang it up.
I mean, you got 5 seconds, so... All right, let's see. Error code 404.
There ain't nobody saying nothing.
This is funny because they keep saying, "Oh, we want to talk, we want to talk." So let's see. Error code 404 and 301. I don't even care. I'm gonna answer both of them. Hello, both callers.
Somebody trolling.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, hang them up. Like you said, I keep.
That doesn't make any sense. It's like you say you want to talk, but you don't want to open your mouth and voice. So okay, so if you really want to talk,
exactly.
So what's the topic for tonight, brother?
The topic is about. It's called, "Mom, I'm not your man." Or is that what it is?
Yeah. Mom, I'm not my father. You know, basically how a lot of brothers.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how a lot of brothers, you know, going through things, man, and you know, I mean, like they mess up the relationship, and then they want to blame, you know, because the boy looked like the father, or you know, have the mannerisms of his father. So you know, taking out all her frustration and misery on the son, and how they just have a lot of adverse effect on him in his relationship.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, women. I mean, this happens a lot.
I noticed. It seems like in the black community, most often that you see that. In the white community, a lot of times the women have more animosity towards their daughters. You know, especially as their daughters get older and they figure they have to compete with their daughters. But yeah, you're right. In the black community, I've seen it. I had the fortune of growing up with two parents, so I didn't go through that. But a lot of my friends did, in fact, grow mm-hmm. up with one with just their mother, and it's amazing, man. If it wasn't the mother treating treating them like the boyfriend, it was the complete opposite, you know, and just that ill placed animosity for something that the father did or didn't do. You know, and my thing is, I mean, you know, she didn't have to lay down with that dude, you know. She was the one that chose
exactly.
to lay down with him, but she, and that's something that black women need to get a handle on is, you know, I've always thought that, you know, white women, they sleep with losers and drug addicts. They sleep with bad boys and all that, but white women are a lot less likely to let themselves get pregnant. By guys that aren't going to support the kid or aren't going to be around. Black women seem to wind up pregnant for some reason, you know?
Yeah, I'm sorry to cut you off. Someone actually said something really funny before I end up losing this in the chat box. It says, Nina de Leon said, "I've never seen white women at the club with their daughters."
Oh, I have. Yes, I have. I've seen them more than once.
They just had a reality show not too long ago where the white women was with their daughters and they're trying to out-party their daughters.
I've seen it more than once. I sure have.
Actually, I've seen more white women do that than anybody.
Absolutely.
Because they can't stand getting old.
Whoever said that, she don't hang around white folks. I'm telling you, that's big. That's I'm telling you, it is. You see these white women that are 40 years old. Trying to walk around in tight clothes and Ed Hardy and wearing True Religion jeans like teenagers, you know? I mean, I see it all the time.
Then
women
one person
the
said, then why, hold on. Then this one person said, then why are more white women married? I mean, everybody know the answer
Here's what I believe. I believe more white women are married because it's cyclical. More women grew up in two-parent households, and they saw they had a mom and dad. A lot of black folks, men and women, we didn't grow up with two parents, so the expectation of marriage is not as urgent. So here's what happens with white women. When they hit mid-20s, you know, they start to panic if they're not married. Like, dang, I need to, you know, get married. It seems like black women, they don't think like that until later, you know, in their late 30s a lot of times.
Exactly.
Here's what happens is, unfortunately, their standards haven't went down. They went up since this time. So, you know, these black women are thinking they're going to land some guy that's 6'2", has a master's degree, makes six figures. And those kind of guys want younger women.
Well, hold on, too. This person is needing a person saying if they are more married and they'll compete with their daughters. Let me tell you something. About white men. I've seen how they act. A lot of white men, they are cutthroat about their women when they turn old. I'm telling you. Like, if my wife worked at the hospital, if they don't keep themselves up, then white men trade them in a minute. That's why they're paying for Botox. That's why they're paying for breast implants and tans and all this other stuff. It's not for the fact that they're trying to look good for somebody else. I'm telling you, Stepford Wives, where I live at, they believe in that. They do.
Because those men can afford. They can afford the best. But the thing is,
like I said, white men are ruthless. I'm telling you, they're ruthless about their women. They don't play that. I mean, us as black men will allow. Our women, number one, black women don't age as fast. I mean, let's just keep it real. I mean, they age for the most part. As long as they take care of themselves, they don't do.
It's not even close.
They don't be on drugs, on the streets, on the stuff like that. They age real well. You can see a sister that's like, you know, 50 and she looks like she's 35.
Yeah, but black men typically don't have the discretionary income to have the kind of leverage to what mm-hmm. black women fear them, like, oh, he's going to leave me and upgrade. Because a white woman that has a husband with money, she fears that if he leaves her, he's going to get a more beautiful, younger chick, and she don't want to lose out to another woman. That's what makes her stay in the gym and keep herself up.
Mm-hmm.
Most black women don't fear that because most black men, you know, in comparison to white men, don't have that kind of social economic status to pull that. Most black women are working. You know, there's not a lot of black stay at home moms like it is with white women. Most black women that are even married, they're out working. So we don't share the leverage.
Now, I'm just like I'm back here looking at Ms. Gabriella. Are you seeing? Are any of the hosts married? Yes, I'm married. So, Ms. Gabriella, you see all these calls? Are you gonna try to start like?
I'm about to answer all these. This is getting annoying. Not only is the question not being answered, because we keep saying, okay, what call? It's like, oh, I keep answering all the calls, but it's like you won't tell us the number that you're calling from. Let's just answer all these one time. Okay.
No, not all of them at one time, one at a time.
Okay, you know what I mean.
Yes.
Area code 301, you're on the air. Hello?
Crazy.
Put them out.
I mean, hello.
I remember the numbers that way. I see them.
Okay, we'll see. It says his number is 678. Where's 678 at? This is getting annoying.
No, I'm.
There's no call coming from 678.
No, they're saying they calling in or whatever like that. Hold on, who's 214?
That's from Dallas. 214.
Let's see, area code 214. You're on the air. Hello.
Shut it down.
I mean. Area code 240.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mother Soka? Leave Tommy alone.
Okay, hang that up. Now, like, and he keeps saying to call him into the show.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He's trying again.
You know. This is my thing. It's like Everybody's calling about him and saying things about him. That really doesn't make, like, why would I want to even talk to him about anything when people are calling the show with that?
Exactly. Okay, let's see. One more thing. Area code.
Hold on. Let him talk.
I'm sorry.
I want to get off the phone and listen after I say this. And I made the comment to, you know who I'm talking about, on his page. And I was watching ESPN, and Colin Cowherd made a very, very important point. He was talking about Richard Sherman, the cornerback, that got into it with one of the guys from ESPN. And basically, this man is giving you free press, you know? I think in the
yeah, but I don't really need all that, and I didn't ask.
I know that, but hear me out. I don't know if I can call it a business that you're in. I mean, I know you do this mostly for recreation, even though you're a partner. But to me, any press that he gives you is good press. So it seemed like, and I listen to him also, but he's very petty, and it seems like he thinks he's hurting you. But to me, more people are going to come to your profile, to your page, and he's going to have the reverse effect. So it's kind of stupid.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's, you know, people that said, I didn't even know who you were until he opened his mouth. So
absolutely.
There you go right there. I mean, it's like, this is the thing. I know he's listening. Like, I'm going to say maybe a year and a half ago or so, like I said, he was on it. I give him that. But once he started all this beep and stuff, it kind of like took him down.
Yeah, he's very petty. I do listen, but he's very petty. I told him that on his page.
I think I know he listened. I think he had better quality content about a year and a half ago when he was just focusing on what he was talking about and when everybody was listening to him, literally. Okay.
Right.
But when he started that beeping and all that other stuff, I don't know. That's his business. But my thing is, I just, you know, it just too much.
Absolutely.
You know, we all grown men. We all got kids and everything.
Absolutely.
And I'm reading his comment. He's just saying, what's the shame? It's like, I don't see what's the shame about what I just said. I didn't say nothing bad about it. But the thing is, it's annoying. It's really annoying.
I mean, he's a grown man.
So the problem is he's going to say, oh, well, he's going to make a video and say, oh, you scared because you didn't answer my calls and I tried calling in and this, this, and that. I mean, I already know what's going to happen.
He's been very passive aggressive.
I don't even see the 684 area code in here. I'm not scared.
No. He's telling you to go to the switchboard and call him.
Just passive aggressive behavior. But I'm going to hang up and listen, man.
Okay.
All right.
All right, brother.
All right.
All right.
So he said, so what is, okay, let's appease him. Let's go ahead and appease him. Since he wants to talk, let's appease him for a minute, okay? If he starts all this stuff.
I don't even know the guy. Okay,
No. What is your number? I don't know your number.
Serious. I mean, all these other callers, we can't answer your calls right now. Because we really do want to speak to him. I mean, I don't care. There could be 10 people.
No, what is his number? I don't know his number.
4 area code right here. So, okay, 404-890. I think, is that it? Hello?
Hello? It's the manual.
Okay, how you doing?
Well, what's up?
I'm good. I was just calling in just to... We need to get back on topic, man. You got all these internet cats on here just trying to take down the show, man.
The thing is they can't take down anything. Okay, I mean, look what he. If you read the thing here, he's saying this is killing your show. What is killing my show? What's getting on my nerves is the trolling. Okay.
Well, what's killing the show is the show not staying on topic and allowing these little clowns to be on the internet just doing this stuff. Just don't even pay attention to that, man. That's what's taking down the show because we had, you know, you had a topic tonight and I was all ready to listen to the topic, man, because I do enjoy the show. But then you got all these fuckers on here, you know, excuse my language, but you know, you got all these fuckery type cats on here just doing this bullshit, man. This cat, I don't know who this dude is. But, I mean, he seems to be in love
with
you.
I don't know who he is either. I don't know him to save my life. I don't.
Right. But see, you know, if there was a way to shut up the chat room, man, I would suggest you do that, brother. And let's just get back to the show because I was really enjoying the show until all this bullshit started happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it don't make sense. And see, that's a brother saying that, hey, man, you know, chill out with all that crap. You don't need they ain't listen to the show for that.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if somebody wants to talk man to man, why y'all want to be on the airwaves doing it? Y'all can go behind the scenes and talk about whatever y'all need to talk about. You know what I'm saying? That's that girly, you know, bitch shit. You know that bitch nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Excuse my language. You know what I mean? So if y'all got something y'all need to talk about, or if he got something he needs to, you know, air out with you, you know what I'm saying? You got to take that behind the scenes and do that, my nigga. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you was in you, but I'm just saying you in general.
Well, like I said, one time, you know, I had that attitude, but, you know, like now it's like I don't trust none of that. And, like, my thing is, my even suspicion, like, he's never showed up here. I can also say he's never showed up here that one time. I ain't going to lie and say somebody was here and he wasn't. But all of a sudden, I saw his name show up. I say, why is his – Ms. Gabrielle, have you ever seen his name here?
No.
Okay. There you go.
I don't even want to get involved because this has nothing to do
exactly.
with
me. Exactly. It has nothing to do
it
with
me. It has nothing to do with me. I don't have any issues against him. I don't know him. I really don't want to have any unnecessary drama. I got my own shit to deal with. I really don't want to be on here cursing, but I have nothing against the guy. I don't know him. He's never done anything to me. I don't mind talking to him if he really wants to talk. So, I mean, if you really want to call in and talk, it's fine. I don't have any issue. The thing is, I don't see the phone call. All I'm getting is, it's like there's a bunch of random callers calling in, and I don't see him, you know, whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, brother, how was you? Have you had that issue in your situation with your mom? Maybe like she was. Tell me how your situation was with your mom. Did you grow up with your mom any day or a single parent home? How'd you grow up?
Nah. Well, I grew up with my mom, and my mom is not that, you know, that. Well, at least, you know, it wasn't projected towards us, you know. The thing about, you know, I don't really know the ins and outs and what happened with their relationship because I was too young when my dad moved out. I was about maybe 4 or 5 years old when my dad split. So I'm not really sure how their relationship went, but, you know, as far as that, you know, taking all that anger and frustration out on me because of what my father did, you know, I definitely didn't see that. You know, my mom is a, you know, a loving person, so, you know, that wasn't in her nature, you know, in the first place. And, you know, and my dad, you know, was around when he could be, so, stuff like that didn't happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I've seen it out there. I mean, it's definitely, you know, unfortunate for the kid, you know, because I think what happens is as you grow up, you know, you start resenting your mom a little bit, you know? So, I mean, but I definitely have seen it happen to other people, you know?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was sucks about it, like I was telling Ms. Gabriella, it spills over into your relationship as well when it comes to women. I mean, don't you agree?
You know what?
If some woman does something similar to your mom, you know what I'm saying? Just one thing that she just kept doing that got on your nerves so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it just really gets to you because it's like, how many dudes just get to the point even they don't even like the women of their own race due to their mothers?
Well, I mean, but couldn't you say that about anything that happened to you and as a kid and you don't like, and now as an adult, you know, so somebody's doing it to you? And, I mean, I don't think that you can necessarily limit that or just say that, you know, your mom, you know, I don't know. I don't think we can limit that to just you know, the mom doing something that a child doesn't like. I think anybody that does something.
But a lot of children have traumatic experiences, you know, a lot of times with their mothers or their father or whoever they grew up with, and it has an effect on them. I mean, that's where you're going to – I mean, people in the world, you know, school, bullies or whatever, but the home is the place you're supposed to be safe at, okay? You're supposed to have that. Now, if your mom was the type that always had dudes running up in out the house, you know, the sorry dudes, thug dudes, all this other stuff, it would give you a perception of your mother, and down the line it would give you a certain perception of women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that goes to any child.
Yeah, of course. I mean, especially if there's a situation where, you know, as a child you saw, you know, men in and out the house, because, you know, as a child, you know, you don't realize what's going on, but as you get older and you start getting more, you know, wise and street smart, you know, you kind of know and understand why those dudes were always in the house, because they was there to hit it, you know. So, and then I think you may look at your mom, you know, in a certain light, you know, but then, you know, it all depends on how that relationship played out, you know, throughout the course of a kid's childhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily believe that if a woman, now I'm not saying that you should do it as a mom, but, you know, if your mom happened to have a lot of guys around the house, I mean, if the mother and the child had a good relationship, I don't know if that will, equate to the man as he grows up to hate the mom for some reason, or for that reason, I should say. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, even, shoot, speaking about children, when I was dating, you know, before I met my wife, I didn't bring none of the females around myself.
Mm-hmm.
None of them. Because it's like, I didn't even want my son seeing the women, you know, I would date, or maybe they wouldn't be around long or whatever. And, you know, I don't get why, some women in general do that, you know, I want you to meet my kid. Like, why? I mean, like, I just met you a week, and you want me to meet your child? I mean, you don't know nothing about me.
Yeah.
And some of them would think it was strange that I don't want to meet their child. But I'm like, why do you want to bring me around your child? I mean, I don't think that's good parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it's crazy, man. It's crazy. And, you know, I just keep... You know, hoping that a lot of, I hear you laughing back there, Ms. Gabriella. Why are you laughing?
I'm looking at the chat box. Oh my goodness. Let me stop looking at this mess. Okay, can we call him in? Can we just, so we can get back on the show topic, can we please just call him in? Because I really don't want to deal with this anymore.
I don't think you need to. I mean, just,
I don't want to be rude to you, but I just, this is getting annoying. So let's just call him in and get this straight, because I would love to get back to
him. His words was, I want to read this. He said, I am not making them lanes call in. When they do that, they are lame. The stupid calls are stupid. That's what he said. So, Ms. Gabrielle,
I'm just going to sit back and listen to you guys the rest of the show. I don't want to take up all the time, but.
Yeah,
but you're doing a good show, brother, man. Let's do that.
Ms. Gabriella, you know how to call him in?
Yeah, I'm dialing. I'm dialing right now.
Okay.
So.
And if it gets out, if I tell you to end it, end it.
Okay. Hello?
Did you do it?
I mean, we just called. It says call failed and was not answered. I can actually, I'm going to screencast this for my own self. It says, call is failed and was not answered. So.
Yes, yeah.
I'm calling again. So let's go.
I'm looking at the number myself, too. I'm looking at it.
So it says dialing.
Is it an answer?
No, it says failed and was not answered. So can you call in?
I don't know. I don't know what he's talking about. He keeps saying, I'm down. I don't know what he keeps talking about.
I mean, the thing is, I have no issue with him. Let's talk. He didn't do nothing to me, so go ahead.
No, he didn't do a thing to you.
I mean, I can't say anything negative about this guy because he didn't do a thing to me. So I'm calling again, and it says it keeps saying it's not answered. I'm actually screen capping this just in case because I really don't have time for this internet stuff. I'm like damn near 10 years younger than everybody on here.
Exactly, and it makes it real ridiculous. I agree with you. It's like,
let's see.
You try it again?
Yeah.
Like I said, they don't keep trying too many times. Like I said, you call how many times, not picking up, seeing the call in.
I don't understand what's going on. Okay, let's try this again.
So I keep saying it. You keep saying drop.
I keep saying it's drop. Is there a way to do it through Skype?
I see you trying to call it right now.
I'm trying to call, and it keeps not answering. Okay, is there a way to call through Skype, or is there not?
Let me see here. I'm going to look at it.
Because if there's a way to call through Skype, we might have to do it there that way.
Yeah, look, he's providing a Skype link. If you go to the chat room and look at the Skype link, you can click that. It should be the chat. Well, I don't know if I want to do it that way. I like to do it through the switchboard. But I don't know. See, like.
Whoa. Okay, can people stop text or stop talking so I can actually get in? Because I have no reason to lie. But
you see what I'm talking about? Like, you want to get home, forget anything, you're lying. Like, they see my number, you're lying. I put it in there 40 times. Why don't you call
in? Okay, can you call in then?
And she pretended she don't know my number.
All right, screen capping the screen right now. I have nothing to lie about. So if the number is not here to see.
Yes, call in. 347-996-3350. It's amazing. Everybody else is sitting here. But nobody else. But the one that keeps saying he wants to talk so bad, he can't call in. How is that funny? I got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 calls sitting right here.
All right.
We ain't about to stop the whole show for this. Anyway, what's 305? You want to go to that call?
I guess. Okay.
Yeah. Because it's getting annoying. People listen to the show, they're like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, stop
the whole show for one person.
Okay. Let's just try this one. Area code 256-7479-6555. And that other one dropped off.
Everybody's listening. Like I said, sorry for all that. Like I said, you have one caller that keeps saying he wants to talk. It's a long story. I don't want to get into it. But, you know, it's like all this stuff with the switchboard. It do some new things that we're fooling with today. Anyway, so anybody else who want to call in as well, who is that, Ms. Gabriella, 615?
Mm-hmm.
615, you on the show? And they're not saying anything.
I hear something. Area code 615? Are you on, I mean, you're on the show?
Oh well. Just go ahead and end that. I mean, this, like I said, this is the stuff I was talking about, like I said, itself on YouTube, really. Is that, you know, one thing you do is say, you know what, if you're trying to end things or you're trying to solve things or whatever it may be, whoever, it don't matter about this, it could be other things. It's a proper way to do things. You don't call names, you don't say things, you don't, you know, slick this, you don't do all this other stuff. You coming up to somebody, it don't matter if it's your child, it don't matter if it's your spouse, whoever. You don't say, I mean, what I look like going to my wife, but we having a disagreement or argument, and just saying all kind of fly things to her about why she won't talk to me. I mean, we're not coming here at a different way, and I'm trying to solve a problem between me and my wife.
Oh.
I mean, would you come? I mean, I'm just saying, would you come? I'm not even paying attention to it anymore. I'm just at that point. Cause I mean, we ruining the whole show for one thing. It's starting to make me upset. All
right. Should I just call through my cell phone or what?
No, we're not going to do all that. Okay? We're not going to do all that. If we can't go through the switchboard like anybody else's show, then...
Molly, I'm sweating. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear something. This call is 111. Like, all your numbers is 1. I don't see anything. Sounds like somebody, you know, let me not say what it sounds like.
Yeah, let's get rid of it.
Let's see. Caller 616-635-2904.
Hello?
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 Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm calling your show.
Okay, how you doing?
All right, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Do I bring up the subject or do you?
Oh, no, no. I mean, what do you like to say? I'm sorry tonight we're having some craziness. It's a long story. I don't want to get into it. But what would you like to add to the show?
I see that. I'm reading the chat, too.
Oh, you're reading the chat. Okay.
Oh, I see what's going on.
Okay. What's your opinion?
I just have a question.
Sure.
98% of the people in the chat room want to hear you and Mr. Sotomayor talk. Why ain't that possible?
We're trying.
Ms. Gabriella. Ms. Gabriella.
I've seen a screenshot of me trying to call and call through.
I've seen him talk on his show with people that were so much against him. And
Ms. Gabriella, I see. Hold on a second. Ma'am, hold on. Ms. Gabriella, I see that same number is holding. Answer it.
All right.
678-590.
Hello?
It's the same.
Hello?
Hello?
No, it's a different number. It's a 678 number.
I thought that was the number that was being called.
It says it's on hold. And let's see. It says it's live, so I don't understand.
Am I still on the phone?
Yes, you are.
Yes, ma'am. You're still on the phone. I mean, is that what you wanted to ask?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. I mean, I've done heard him talk to people before who had beef with him, and it's not that bad. You can talk to him.
Oh, we don't. We're actually trying.
Hello?
Yeah,
okay, that's Tommy. Okay. You're
all
right,
thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Hello?
Hello? I just heard him say hello.
What's wrong?
I'm looking at it. The thing says is he's live.
Hold on.
I don't hear anything.
Let me try something.
It says he's live, but I don't hear anything.
Why am I?
Oh, wait.
It just said.
Oh, he just said something. Wait.
Let me take. Hello.
Oh, I think that's him.
I heard Mr. Boobin in the background.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
There you are.
I don't know what the fuck is going on. I'm trying to talk to these people, and I can't hear a fucking thing.
We can hear you.
Hear you a lot of cussing.
This is stupid.
We hear everything you're saying. You hear that, Ms. Gabriella?
Yeah, I can hear. So,
can y'all hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you. Everybody says in the chat box they can hear you.
Okay, well, I kept saying I can hear y'all, man. What's happening?
It's all right.
All right, okay, first off, I want to address your topic.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about that a lot on my show, and that is a very good topic because a lot of times, and that's one of the places why I discuss what black men's issue is. And it's usually because they have an issue with their mother, and we cannot openly verbalize it. Because in the black community, talking about any woman that's a black woman is a third rail. The one thing that white men actually can do is come out and say if their parents were bad, they can say it, and people understand. Mm-hmm. If we say our parents mm-hmm. were bad, we can say our daddy wasn't shit all day. You can go on a date, date with a, think about it. If you go on a first date with a black woman and say, my daddy wasn't shit, she won't bat an eye. But if you sit on that first date and you say, you know, I had a bad mama, my mama wasn't shit, you know what will happen? She'll give you the same crap that I get if you watch any one of my videos. Your mama black, your daughter black. Somebody actually told me it's unfair what I say because my mother's black and my daughter's black. Now, that's what this is what they're saying. If my uncle, if your uncle or your whatever, they raped you and you bring it up, somebody should be able to shout you down by saying, your daddy black. Have you noticed, Gabriella especially, have you noticed you've never heard the term your daddy black when somebody says something negative about black men?
Actually, I haven't.
Thank you. Now, I'm not, and if I show you can say this and then be honest. When I called you and we spoke on the phone, I didn't disrespect you one time. I'm not that kind of dude. I'm not a disrespectful dude. Where I'm gonna sit there and ask
unlike, I'm gonna say this, Matt. Unlike other people, I'm gonna tell the truth on that. No, you didn't. We talked with there was no cussing,
nope.
No fussing.
I talk to everybody like that. Even I don't give a damn what kind of beef we got. This dude named Leonard made a video where he was calling me a damn pedophile on the damn video. Made three of them. Asked Leonard how I squashed it with him. Once it was gone, it was gone. You know for a fact I don't hold no beef. If Negroes leave, they leave. But when it gets to a point where something's happening and I think it's happening to me, because when we last talked, I thought it was squashed. Then all of a sudden, a Mr. Final Justice shows up. And Mr. Final Justice sounds just like you and he's calling me gay. And then my accounts keep going down. And I didn't know anything about you, Ben. Now, it wasn't your job
to tell me. Well, hold on, Tommy. Why you should just assume it's me? That's
no,
my
no,
thing.
I was about to tell you.
You went on attack mode.
No, I was about to tell you.
Oh, no, it was that advice show that did it.
No, I was about to tell you. I don't go into things lightly. Even now, I'm not going into this lightly. And like when you brought up, you said, "Well, you're a celebrity. Why are you calling me? You're some big time celebrity." That's like a dismissive thing. I would call you the same reason Joel Osteen called me. He's a big celebrity, but he called.
Hold on. I go on there because it's many times you have said in your videos that I'm nobody and you somebody. And people call you and talk to you and all this other stuff. So I take it like, okay, well, you feel that you bigger and that's fine. Feel that way.
No, but you're talking to me, though. I would never do that. I mean, if somebody called me, I would never say, well, I won't talk to you because you said you bigger. That doesn't make sense. Honestly, it doesn't.
Well,
can we agree to that?
If you speak to me in the video and put my name in it, then you're talking to me, correct? Or you just acting a persona, you know, for the camera. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, understand. Am I talking to the real you? Because I understand you, people put in things on their videos. I got it.
What do you mean? What do you mean? I'm sorry. What are you accusing me
people
of?
People turn into different personas sometime on camera. I get that. Some people do. So they may talk to you one way. Just like, for instance, Eddie Murphy, he's a funny guy. But you talk to him, you do interviews with him, he's a real serious man. He's not just joking and acting a fool.
Well, that's why you're not getting a joke and me acting a fool. You're getting me talking to you in front of your audience. I brought my audience so they can see you and me talk to you and you have control. I didn't want to put you in my – if last time it was I had control or I misconstrued something, now you have control. And I don't mind putting myself in that position because the one thing I've always had on my side is truth. I don't tell lies. You know what the thing I never accused you of when we was going back and forth? I never played that you might be gay card, but you played that one.
Why did you do that?
Okay. Why did you do that? That's when I first started getting mad when you were doing that stuff. Then
when,
I said,
when
okay.
Did I do that?
Come on, dude. Are you playing?
When did I do that?
Hold on.
When you making videos talking about my mouth, my tongue, I say, what man would say that about another man? I mean,
dude,
I can be talking about
okay,
all
I can explain.
Ways.
Anybody can explain that. When you say somebody talks with a fat tongue because they got a lip.
I'm telling you,
when you say somebody talk with a fat tongue, you know that means they have a lisp. That has nothing to do with you looking at their mouth. Gabrielle can tell you that. That has nothing to do with you looking
her.
In their
she
mouth.
She has nothing to do with this.
No,
don't
but what
her.
You're saying is something that's untrue, and you know it.
No man I know,
okay,
dude, would say something like that. So
are you serious? Look in your chat room and see if somebody says that's what that means. You got a fat tongue. That means you're talking because you have a lisp. You have a fat tongue. You have a lisp. You're talking over your tongue. Your tongue is getting in the way, and I kept saying it. It has nothing to do with I would actually see your tongue.
What did it have to do with any argument or disagreement or topic?
It's a diss.
Nothing.
Hold on. It's a diss.
And you okay? And so that's why I was real reluctant with you even coming on here because now you're already getting attack mode.
How?
First you start off.
Oh my goodness! Now you're making excuses now.
No,
and
so
nobody's attacking you.
Give me an
attack word. I said to you. Tell me what I attacked you with.
When you sitting up there saying your fat lip, fat tongue, all this other stuff, like, dude, come on.
You just asked me to explain it. Oh, my goodness. Really? I brought that up? Did I bring that up at Bob's show, or did you ask me to explain it?
Everybody here. That's the only thing I want to say. Everybody here.
Everybody here that you just told a story. I didn't come at you with anything. Have not cussed you or anything. You just said something completely untrue.
What is it you want to talk about? I'm not about to go back and forth about video. This ain't even about that for me anymore. I'm already past that. I mean, what is it you want to talk about? I ain't about for that no more. I'm at a point with this situation. It's way too much.
Oh, my goodness. I just want everybody to sit here and see what you've just done. I'm on your show. I brought myself to your show, speaking to you quite honestly. Hadn't said a word, hadn't called you out, hadn't cussed you. And you played this role 3 times in this conversation. See what he's doing? See what he's doing? But I didn't do nothing to you. I didn't do one thing to you.
So what is it you
want to call you out your name or cut? I didn't call you out your name or cuss at you.
Not on this show. You did not call me out my name. I didn't say you did.
This is the show I'm talking to you on. Why would I talk about anything else? When you talk to me, when you call me on the phone.
In other words, continue what you had to say. Because really, like I said, for me to even be talking to you right now, I shouldn't even be doing that. So let's go on and what you have to say. You called me.
You just made a video. And in that video, you said openly that I hacked your stuff, which is virtually impossible. That's why I'm calling you. It is virtually impossible. I've never been dirty. I've never been a snake. I've never done that to anyone. And I stand by what I say. Now, you have fun by telling people that I beat, you know, that's what he do. He beat his girl, you know, so I don't see him having no problem with that. I don't see. But literally, you know for a fact, I didn't do it. But if you believe I did it, I welcome you to file a stalking charge against me. I welcome it, sir, because the one thing I've had on everything I've ever said to you, no matter what it was, I put facts out there when I said it, which is how I built who I am. It was all based on facts. You've never seen me make a video. Know it's a story like your Keith Chief video. You know that is a lie. And you refuse
now,
to take
here
that
we
video
go.
Down.
You're discussing a video. What this got to do with me and you? Nothing.
No, I'm pointing something out that I've never done anything shady. I'm pointing out that I've never ever done anything shady. Ever.
Don't say that with everything. Don't even go that route.
Okay, do it. I'll let you explain it. It's your audience.
Leave that alone.
No, okay, see, Gabrielle, see what he just did? It's his audience. If I've done something shady, he can say it. I'm open.
Like, go let him know. Because when you say these things, you say, I ain't do you nothing.
To be honest with you, I don't even want to hear this. I'm like 20 years old. I'm a college student. And I really hate to see 2 grown-ass men with kids fighting about this.
No, I'm right, because somebody said that they've been calling police on me. Somebody's done some things. The things he's done to me has been overboard.
I have not done that to anyone. Why not just drop it on both ends and just leave it alone?
Hold on. I asked him to drop it last time I spoke to him like a man behind closed doors. As a matter of fact, that's why it took so long for that video of me and him talking to come out, because I didn't release it. He can be honest about that. I didn't release it until crap kept happening. When I spoke to that man, that was me and him talking. We spoke a week before Thanksgiving. When we squashed it, it was
over. And that's the truth. And that was the truth. And in my mind, it was over.
I added him on my friends list, told him I'd help him. I told him I'd help him. That's the type of dude I am.
And I told him the exact same thing. And he can't say I didn't.
Everybody heard it. I'm not telling you what you didn't say. I'm telling what happened afterwards, what happened. Because, again, this was – and even now, this is the ability to come out and say, you know what, because at the end of the day, somebody has to admit something. Somebody has to. Now, when you didn't know it was being recorded, you admitted something. But then once you saw it was being recorded, you stopped. You started making it seem like, okay, well, I'll pretend this. Because you know for a fact, nobody hacked your account, but you put that out there. And so I'm asking you, there's two choices you have now.
So I made all that up.
Yes, you made up that I hacked your account. Yes, you did.
You really? So okay, I'm just gonna lie about. You know what? Look,
I'll point out how you did. We're grown. I can point out how you did. You said that you went out that morning and was taking your kids and the other kids to the airport. Well, when I saw you had followed me, it was 7 p.m. last night. When I got blocked again by your account, yeah, it was as soon as I released that video of that you had followed me.
I can't discuss that. I can't discuss that with you. I can't discuss that with you. And it's funny. Somebody say he didn't say he didn't do it either. You know, but this is the thing. How would you feel you log into your account?
Why would I call you now and say, and the one thing I know about stalking is they would have told you never to make that video addressing me if you believe I'm stalking you. They would have told you that immediately, and they will give you a piece of paper.
I didn't say your name. I never said your name.
Really? No, they would have told you to leave it alone. It can be used against you. They would have told you, let me keep trolling you so you can use it against me. I'm telling you, as a grown
man, you logged on to my show. Like I said, I ain't bother you.
Yes, and I'm openly saying who I am. This is not stalking. It's not everything I've never created a fake account to talk to you. I've sat up there and watched you let people call me monkey, gay, and all that. But anytime somebody asks you a real question, you block them. I don't know who they are. Just like them lame Negroes that called your show earlier, talking about some Sotomayor bitch. Them niggas is lame. I have no problem calling them out. I call anybody out. I don't let people say stupid stuff about other people that ain't true. Just like I did about the Jeannie Burlesque, who you befriended, who nobody would befriend a nut like that. I don't care who I don't like. That person's a nut. When somebody made a YouTube account with that girl's daughter on there, I told them, don't come by my crap with that. That's the one thing we don't do as black folks. We don't have integrity. Because you know what I don't allow people to do with my show to you? Say no stupid crap. They don't get to holler. They don't get to holler. He gay.
Before,
he did.
Before you,
he that.
You run off at your mouth. First of
then
all,
run off
I'm
at the mouth. So you can keep getting smart when I ain't got smart with you. That's cool.
No, I ain't getting smart. I'm telling you because you're just talking. You know what you're talking about. They had a woman on my account yesterday.
Really?
Said all this, she wished,
I can go look at your account right now and see the same monkey and gay all over your account.
I cannot
catch
everything somebody say. I mean, come
but
on.
But you sure
I mean,
can't
I gotta,
catch the
I
questions
like.
That they ask you about the other way around. You caught all of them. Every question asking you about why would that be true, you caught them and deleted them. But the monkeys, you missed them. Right?
And does that really, like I got time for all that, but.
See how you don't have an answer for that?
You don't have an answer
for why you take every question down and they ain't even getting smart with you. They ask you, if he did this, why is this?
These accounts have no activity, no picture, no video.
Goodness. But no, neither
stuff,
do the ones with dude calling me gay. That Troy did it all over every one of your videos, and you ain't stopping. I can see if you missed it once. You missed it several times.
Do you monitor your accounts all day for stuff?
I told you. Wait. I told you, and I get way more comments than you, and you know it. If somebody says something just like that phone caller, you see how I said, and I don't care what kind of fan he was, he's a dumbass. He called your show and said that, and I typed it in your chat room. These people are stupid. I'm not going to allow, and it's the same way when them other people come up and say, when I was starting to notice, like a Jabaro or whatever his name is, I can remember these certain names. A Jabaro would go from my account to your account trying to hype it up, and I said, here's my problem. If I got a problem with a grown man, that's one thing. For y'all to try to hype it up, that lets me know who y'all are. Y'all trying to go from one to the other one, trying to hype me hype it up. I won't allow you to do it. That's why I don't have friends that dislike the Advise show. That's not what I'm about. I don't have friends that dislike anyone because I don't make friends like that. I wouldn't want a friend like that because that's not how you do business, not me.
I mean, if you're looking at my chat room right now, you should see this is my thing. You tell your follower, go to his show. Now, they don't come in a silver way. They come, he's this, he's that, he's this.
Wait a minute.
Say, well,
there's been one or two Advise show. Let's be real. There's been more people in your chat room that's called me out my name, and I have more people of mine in your chat room than they have said about you. They have been quite civil in
it. More and less. Okay, what's the
point,
man?
See, now look at you just straight up. Now you ignored everything
I
just said. Just to be
I'm grown. Look, straight up, I'm grown.
Look at what you just said.
I'm sick of the junk. I'm sick of the trolling. I'm sick of all that. People didn't call this show and listen to this show for this stuff between me and you, period. They didn't do all that. They came to listen to a different show. Now, you send your whoever over here for a different reason than that. Even you got a 20-year-old young college lady that's in there saying y'all grown men got kids.
That same 20-year-old college lady answered the phone.
This crap.
That same 20-year-old lady answered the phone. I couldn't have got on here if you didn't let me on. I couldn't let you go. I could not have. She kept saying the whole time, "Let him on, let him on." I couldn't have got on here,
but
and I still haven't disrespected you.
With my show.
I still okay. There it is. Well, y'all just don't believe in logic or truth. There it is. She kept saying it, but we'll ignore that. She kept saying, "Let him on, let him on." Let's just ignore that.
Because she's sick of it. The woman tired of
sick
it.
Sick of what? Y'all didn't have to do it. Y'all didn't have to do anything. When people call my show, I answer it. All you've done is made ad hominem remarks, and all I've said was the truth. That's all you've done. I've come at you as a man, straight up, no BS, no cussing, no nothing. Hadn't put you down one time.
All right, what's the point? Like I said, because I gotta wrap this. What's the point?
There's no point. Go on
I'm not gonna
show.
Argue
there's
with
no
you.
Point. No, I said there's no point. Go on with your show. I'm good. Go on. That's far as we're gonna get. I have no.
All right. Well, it was nice speaking to you.
You too. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else is in the chat box? Like, who else wants to call in on the show? There's a number that keeps saying 111111. I don't know if that's a real number. I don't know if I should answer this or not.
A lot of times, the Skype calls, they come in 111.
Okay. So we're gonna take one of these. There's two of them, so we'll see. It's not working. So let's see. Try another one. Oh, they have been on. Well, this person's been on hold for 30 minutes. I don't even know if they're going to answer, but let's just see.
Yeah, I think that's Human Paradox right there.
Is that the
469 is usually him.
Yeah. Okay, so the 615, who is that?
I don't know. Just start off at the top.
973. Then we'll do that one.
So whoever that person is, who is this? Hold on. I need to look at that. Jeffrey, what's this? Jeffrey Ziegler. The last part of your comment, what you said, I agree with.
This one's not working.
What's going on with the calls tonight? It's like, you know what I'm saying? You're answering the calls and it's not coming in.
Okay, area code 615.
I'm just listening.
Okay.
So thank you.
Take it off.
718. That'll be the next one.
What am I doing?
Ooh, girl, you need some practice with the switchboard.
Well, I don't have a switchboard. I'm sorry. This is my first time, so be gentle.
Oh, Lord. I let you do it for the first time. I forgot about that, too.
You just threw me out in the...
Yeah, I didn't realize it was going to be like this. I was expecting it just to be kind of a little, you know, late, low-key.
So, area code 718, you're on the air.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Should I hang up on these people or what?
They're listening. Just muted. I mean, you don't have to hang up.
Okay. Area code 910.
Nine zero one. You mean?
I'm not. Look, I have this issue with numbers. 901.
You're wrong with you, that girl. What's wrong with you?
It's like dyslexia, kind of, sort of. I'm really bad with numbers. Okay. There's another Skype call, so we'll answer this one. Not working. Okay. Let's take this one. Area code 973?
Yes. Hi.
Hello.
I just want to say I'm glad that things went kind of well with you and Tommy. I don't want to call and put any mess on anything. I just would like to say that I would love to see two strong black men do their thing, independent of the bullshit, just to uplift the race. You know what I'm saying?
Ma'am, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I don't, like I said, my thing is, I had a conversation with him one time. I feel good about the conversation afterwards. I didn't have nothing bad about it, okay? I didn't. I had nothing ill about the man, you know, and he did, and I admit it. He taught me respect. It wasn't no yelling, it wasn't no cussing, or none of that, okay? Now, one thing I've been noticing, and I've been noticing this a lot, I've been really trying to pay attention to some of this stuff. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of racist people, and there's a lot of trolls that get a lot of things going. And I've caught, for instance, this one racist guy. He went to, like, my channel one time, and then he went to his channel saying the same thing. And then I was like, other YouTubers would say, man, watch these particular people. They're trying to pit, you know, y'all against each other and all this other stuff. Okay. And then they got other people that jump into the mix and say, oh, well, I'm going to go do this to this person or do that to that person. And the whole time, you see, like, my thing is, he ain't got to like me. I don't have to like him or nothing like that. Okay. But the thing is, ma'am, it's like, he got his own, you know, show. He got his own following. He do his thing. Let him make his money. That's him. I ain't got nothing to do with it.
I understand where you're coming from, but my whole issue is it's just those little things that are they're very elementary, minute things that should have no business in this type of business. I mean, it really amazes me. You know, when I listened at the conversation, you kind of seemed a little evasive to me on certain things. You know, it's a
reason for that, ma'am. I tell you.
Get it out of the way.
I'm gonna tell you why, ma'am. I'll tell you why. It's because when the last conversation I had with him, you know, and I just came and just talked to him just like I would talk to any other friend, okay? Then when all this stuff got jumped off at the beginning of the year and this conversation is being used in a way to, like, put me down, so I've never spoken to him again since today. So I'm coming, all the things that's happened to me since that, I'm going to say at least the beginning of the year until now, why would I come to him on this, you know, okay, I'm going to talk to him like another brother and just squash it out. Well, why would I do that? Why would I?
Because
everything I'm thinking is like, it's something like, ma'am, you haven't seen the trolling and all this other stuff I've been dealing with from January of this year. And every day I'm having somebody mention that man's name on my page.
To be honest with you, I want to see it end on both ends, though.
I don't want to bother with the dude.
I want to see it done on both sides, if both sides would just stop today. I really wish both sides would stop today. Like, I just think that enough is enough, and I don't care about who did what, who he said, she said type stuff. You know, I don't want to hear it anymore. It's like, let's just focus on the topics at hand, you know?
The point that she's making is a relevant point. That is the point she's making. I mean, you have to, you know, say this. She's saying that y'all need to squash that stuff because basically it's two black men who, you know, no matter what's said about me, there's a certain group of people that'll watch me, a certain group of people watch him. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm not in no competition of who's better and who, whatever. I don't care. I mean, I'm in competition myself, not with nobody else. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But let him do him, I do me. That's it. I don't really see a problem with the whole thing. But every time I know, this is what I notice, ma'am. It's more people keeping that stuff going within that comment section and causing problems. I've seen people come to my accounts, okay, and I blocked them on Facebook and Twitter. They create accounts just that day, okay, and they're like my page, and then they'll like his page too. And I say this is strange. I say, why does this keep happening every day? I'm getting, oh, you this, you that, and mentioning this man's name. I don't even mention this man's name in my videos.
I just don't know.
But I'm saying it's a lot of ignorant people out there, ma'am, and like I said.
Okay, what's the question? Be honest about what? Has anybody come to? Actually, we actually did have a few. It's not related to you, but we actually did have a few people calling the show, trolling and things like that. It's not related to you at all, but we've had people call in. And before today, there's actually old shows. You can actually go back. There's shows where it said that we've had people, just random trolls come in saying, you know, they'll say, oh, well, you're a faggot. Or, you know, there's one guy talking about shooting up marijuana. Like, we've had trolls before, so this is not the first time.
And in that relation to him, only one guy has called in one time and said something and played his video about the Mr. Swole Fat, okay? I didn't say it was him. I said it was a person. That person called me back. Not called me back, but they messaged me and say, you know what, I'm the one that did this, okay, and I shouldn't have done that.
But
and that was it.
I don't know. You cannot control the actions of other people, but my issue is, if there is anything that you have done yourself personally to do anything to harm this man in any way, I just say, just stop. It's got to stop.
Ma'am, come on. I have children.
I'm just
saying,
there'll be no advancement.
Ma'am.
You know,
Hold on, ma'am. This is what I'm saying. I have children. I have a wife and all this other stuff. Why would I go some stuff on some doggone internet? My thing is, due to me having all of them to watch, okay, and be after, I can't be making moves like that. But how would you, my thing is, ma'am, how would you feel if somebody was just, every time you logged on to your Facebook, every time you went to your different pages, somebody's bombarding you, and you know the source of why it's coming is due to a video that was made about you, and he say, well, I'm not in control of these lame people that's doing this sort of thing, but the fact is they look up to him. And it's like they look up to him. He got to admit that. They look up to him. They look at him as whatever how they look up to him, and they go out and do these things. So when he says certain things, I even had to learn. That's why I don't say certain things in my videos anymore, because I've learned. I say, wait a minute, I better stop saying certain things because people taking it certain ways or responding in certain ways. I had to have more responsibility in what I'm saying. And the reason why I found out when I start saying things and start getting back at my job, and people say, man, I heard you say this and I heard you say that. Or a strange person one time came up to me and said, I saw you on YouTube and you was talking about this and then the third. That's what really told me, okay, I need to watch what I say on that, no matter about what.
Now, see, that is the difference between you and Tommy. You have totally, you're total opposite. Now, your approach may work well and fine for you and your audience, but the approach that he has is an approach that, in my opinion, it might seem abrasive, and the language, might be kind of harsh, but it is needed to wake up people, because that soft and sweet approach just isn't working. Some people need to hear things in a way that they're not used to hearing it. You get what I'm trying to say?
I get exactly what you're trying to say. You're saying that basically he has his way of doing things.
Hey, I got love for the dude. But like I said, I'm not here to, you know, cause any rift or anything. I'm seriously trying to just figure this whole thing out, because it's just puzzling me.
It really is.
It is puzzling because it doesn't make sense. He has his own stuff. I, you know, whatever little bit I have going, I have that. Okay. So he's doing well for himself. It should be no reasoning, you know, for all that. Now, whatever his issues is.
I don't think that, you know, I don't know what I'm getting is like that you're thinking almost that he's possibly just doing what he's doing just to be doing it. No, there is a serious reason to why he's doing it. And there is proof that something is going on. And like my grandma would say, something in the milk ain't clean and it ain't no fly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say, ma'am, I can tell you this. Not one time have I ever messed with that man's videos. I can tell you that before the Lord, I can tell you that. Because if so, all the videos he's made about me that's negative, why are they still up? Every last one of them would be down if I was messing with him like that. That should prove to him right there that I don't mess with his stuff. Excuse me?
I don't even know how to do that.
That's the thing. I don't know. Only thing I know how to do is I know how to like. I know how to make comments. If I don't like videos, I don't even thumb them down. Why? You don't have to watch them videos if you don't like it. Somebody took time out of their day to make those videos for their audience. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. What you there for? There's no reason, though. Even his videos. You don't like his videos, don't watch them. Period. That's anybody. There's plenty of people on YouTube. I hear their videos. I don't like them. I don't watch them. They got people, racist people, Klansmen, with videos. I don't go to Klan videos and like, oh, I can't stand your videos, Ku Klux Klan. And why am I watching their videos? That's stupid. I'm trying to build my own stuff. I ain't got time to be chasing behind, you know, this one and that one I don't like. What for?
I don't know. Something's going on. It just needs to be really cleaned up because it's just not a good look.
Yeah, but to be honest, I would rather see this back and forth stop because it's not helping the community. I want to see the community grow as a whole, and this whole back and forth doesn't help. It's not. It's like, I mean, after a certain point, it's like this isn't helping anyone.
No, it isn't.
I agree with that. You know, that's my thing. My thing, I just want to be the way I was prior to him, just doing my videos, logging on, logging off. That's all I want, period. I ain't got no back and forth. I don't want no back and forth with nobody on there, no matter who you are, unless you're going back and forth about a debate and the topic. That's it.
Okay,
so,
I'm just hoping that after tonight, this should just end. Everything should just end. You get what I'm trying to say? It's just
got to
stop. It really does.
Because I've seen people getting hurt over this YouTube stuff, and it really doesn't need to get to that point. It really shouldn't.
My thing is, I just want to be left alone like I was before, and that's it. I don't want no. That's it.
It goes both ways. You know, that's exactly what I'm saying. He feels the same exact way. It's just got to stop. Like I said, I don't know. I'm not here to pick out the truth from anybody, but things are not looking so good. You know, it's just got to stop. It really does. There's no ins and outs, no roundabouts.
And ma'am, like right now, ma'am, look, ma'am, let me tell you something. I'm looking at the chat room and the things people are saying, you know what I'm saying? And it just eggs it on. I mean, if you would see some of the things I'm saying, you know, nobody is saying, look, you know, she's right. Y'all need to quit that or whatever y'all got going on, disagree to disagree or whatever and to leave each other alone. Okay? A lot of people not with that. They'll tell him, you know, oh, you know, you need to get it. Or he's this, he's that. You know, and then the people come to my page and tell me stuff. Oh, you know, you need to make a video about him. I'm like, why? Why? I mean, how many videos? You cannot find at least 10 videos I've made about him. I don't even mention his name at that. And it's always response out of something. It's not like, oh, I'm just going to just wake up one day and make a video about it. I don't do that. I mean, because it don't, people, even my audience is tired of it. They say, look, we sick and tired of this crap. Like, whatever y'all got going on, stop. Some people even say it, like, I think they in on this together because so they can get YouTube views. This is what people are telling me. Yeah, people are thinking that we in it on together.
Oh, boy. I just don't know. I don't know. I'm just going to walk away from this one and hoping that this is the end to this, because it's got to stop. No, it's just got to stop. Advancement, people, is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Not going backwards. He has kids. He has a child. And I, from what I hear, you have kids. Let's show them a little something better.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, whatever's happening, whatever you may be doing, I don't know. Let's just squash it. That's it. And I'm just going to end this one. Okay, it was nice talking to you. I hope, like I said, we walk away from this and this is the end. Because it's not a good book, fellas. Not a good book. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you take it easy.
All right, you too, ma'am.
Well, anyway, back on to the original topic.
My dog, I'm letting everybody talk about that one thing. But, you know, like I said, she was right. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like I said, I ain't making no videos. I just want to make my things, like, about what happened today to me at the airport, or what happened with the kids, or what's going on in the news, or, you know, all kind of stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I want the YouTube back when it was just fun. Everybody just can do their thing. I mean, you remember that?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's just part of the internet. There's always going to be stuff like that. But whatever. It's whatever. Like, we actually spent the whole show on this, so.
Exactly.
I mean, it would have been a good show topic, but whatever.
I know.
It's whatever.
But they got some more calls. Like, take some more calls, and we ain't going to talk about this no more. Take some more calls.
And if they are trying to talk about that, I'm just hanging up because I don't need There's no point. This has been enough. So here's one. It's a Skype call, so.
It's a 111 area code? You're not answering, is it?
Well, I mean, these calls have been on hold for like 20 minutes. I don't know if they're going to be able to answer it anymore.
Okay,
I don't think no one's going to sit by their phone that long. I mean, I don't think so. How many minutes do we have left anyway?
Well, I mean, it's on us. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm on spring break. I can be up all night, but... I really would like to get back onto the topic because I thought it was good before all this stuff happened.
Yeah. 901 area code, you on the show? Hello?
I hear something in the background, but... Okay, there's another one just calling in right now, so let's get to that one. It's a Skype call, so... Is there a way of kicking people off of this thing?
Yeah, you can hit that X button.
No, I'm saying like kicking people off the chat box because they're just trolling stuff.
Oh yeah, what you do on that is you go to the name itself and then you click it and then you hit what is that thing?
Is it ignore?
Yeah, you have to do that.
Ooh, let me start doing that because
they're doing the trolling thing.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, let me jump on this chat room here for a minute. Not the chat room. Area code 615, you on the show?
Once again, I'm just listening.
Okay, we didn't know. I don't know.
I'm tired.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay, let's see.
I'm hitting that one. 901 area code, you on the show? 901 area code? No. Okay. You got a 111 area code? They're not answering. Okay. Got another one right here, Ms. Gabriella. I'm clicking right now. 770 area code. You on the show?
I built all the outdoor.
Hello.
The people, the fireplace, and everything. I built it.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't want to feel
hello?
No, I had to kick up because they ain't even talking. Area code 111, I guess you're on the Skype. Hello? Nobody's answering. This sucks. Area code 954, you on the show?
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Okay, so are you going to be talking about the topic? Or, I mean, if you want to be filled in on what's going on, because we actually got a mile off the topic, so are you familiar with what we're talking about? Or
no, I just got on. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. We're talking about this issue that has been in the Black community where basically the show topic is I'm not your man, I'm your son. So it's when, like, I don't know how many times you've seen young Black men who are basically are forced to be the man of the house, and they take on a lot of abuse from their mothers because, you know, either the father left or the mom left the father, and there's just so many issues in the community. And basically the Advice Show wanted to talk about that, so I don't know if you want to fill us in on that, or if you have any experience with that yourself.
No, I don't have any experience personally, but I have seen situations where, I guess, I don't know that the mom necessarily says in so many words that they're going to be the head of the house, or they're like the male figure, so to speak, but kind of just, you know, it just happens, I guess. I guess they kind of assume that role. They just, as far as looking after their little sister or brother. But I don't know that I necessarily think that they consider them their man, per se. For instance, I'm divorced, and I have two sons, actually, and I've never said to them, you know, now that, you know, it's just myself and you and your siblings, that and you're the oldest, that you're going to have certain responsibilities. I've never put that pressure on them because I don't think that that's their, you know what I'm saying? That's not for them. I think the child should be a child and not necessarily have to fill any roles of the father, because good, bad, or ugly, their father is still in their life. He still participates, just not under the same roof.
But have you ever seen someone say, you remind me just like you just like your daddy, or, you know, something like that? Because I've seen women say that to their sons before. They'll slap their son across the head and be like, oh, you look just like your daddy. Just slap him. Or you remind me of him, or you do just like him.
I would have to think on that one. I can't really say, you know, right now. I would have to really think about the situation that may possibly be able to recall, but offhand, I would have to say no. I just think the children shouldn't have to have that type of pressure, because, you know, I mean, they can't pay bills. They can't really do anything, you know, per se, that an adult would do. So I don't really see why they would, you know, someone would put that undue pressure on them, you know. Now, I've seen I've heard cases where when the child is necessarily, they're older, like maybe a teenager, you know, my children are small, so maybe, you know, maybe perhaps for older children, possible teenagers that are working age, they may be told they have to get a job to help support the family. I mean, that could be a case, you know, but doesn't necessarily mean that their mom is looking at them, trying to look at them in the role of a spouse, or, you know, or just basically, you know, wanting them to help out. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. I'd have to really think about that one.
But it does go on, though, ma'am. It does go on. Trust me, I know. But
I'm not saying that it doesn't, because I don't know per se. I mean, it's a possibility, but if it is going on, it's sad, and I think it's unfair pressure on a child. You know, because, like I said, they are a child, you know, and they're not responsible to, you know, help, you know, fulfill the role of an adult. I mean, they're a child. I mean, if they want to babysit, that's fine, but I think that they shouldn't be forced to babysit, you know, because they didn't have a child. I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know what other people might think on the call, but I don't know. I just came on, so I probably need to listen to others' thoughts to kind of, you know, be able to.
We actually have two more callers waiting, so.
No, no, go ahead. Sorry.
That's fine.
That's okay. No, no, thank you for calling.
Oh, my pleasure.
Is Wayne going to answer Ms. Gabriella, the 718?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess they...
All right, so let's look at one of these people's comments. Oh, man. Like, people are commenting, like, really crazy, so it's kind of hard to keep up with all this.
I'm not even...
No, no, it's on... They're talking about...
Erico 305?
Says, I think it goes on because of the age of the mothers. A lot of black mothers become mothers early, especially in urban neighborhoods. That's true. That might have something to do with it, because when children have kids, I mean, you can't expect a teenager to be able to raise her child properly. So that is true. Somebody watching TV.
Yeah, Erico 305, you on the show? If you're not, on there. Let's see, got another Skype call up here. I'll answer that one. 111 area code. You on the show?
I agree with Tommy.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about. Next thing. You tell you, area code 305. You on the show?
Was a place with a whole lot of rules.
He's still not answering. You got a 313 code. Area code 313, you on the show? They're not answering either. Did you hear that, Ms. Gabrielle?
No, I'm not even paying attention. What? What happened?
You looking at it all in the chat room.
I'm reading. I'm sorry. I'm reading.
Somebody was
actually on topic. Somebody was talking about how the issue with the mothers treating their sons inappropriately is because a lot of these mothers are very young when they have their kids, especially in urban areas. That was the comment. Let me see. That's funny. Somebody made a comment and said, if you've ever been to, I'm not going to read that. Well, if you've ever been to a bastard's baby shower, then you are part of the problem. This happens because we accept the mediocrity. I actually agree with that.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't use the word bastard.
But if you're 14 years old and you're having a baby and you got all your little, I mean, remember that picture I sent you with the pregnancy group where it was like a bunch of teenage girls all pregnant?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've seen a lot of girls, like, it's not even the child's fault. Sometimes it's the mother. There's children, there's girls who 13, 14 years old having babies, and we're sitting there holding baby showers for them. We're contributing to the problem. I mean,
yeah, I would not celebrate that. I mean, now if you're having a baby, you know, in a marriage, stuff like that. Yeah, man, I'm gonna come to your shower. I'm gonna, you know, give, you know, gifts and everything. But back in the day, we didn't celebrate that. We would be like, oh no, but they wouldn't even be advertising it. They would want to hide it because they would want to be embarrassment to the community, or they not the community, more so their family. I mean, back in the day, shoot, you better not get pregnant without being married. But now, shoot, it's a rite of passage. You get on benefits.
Oh, yeah, because I have people, I mean, I'm about to turn 21. I can't tell you how many people have asked me if I have kids. And I'm like, they're like, do you have kids? I'm like, no, I'm sorry, I don't. And then they'll sit there and they'll sit there and ask me why I don't have kids of my age. I'm like, I'm only 20 years old. But there's a lot of people that are used to seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of let's see.
Somebody saying good night.
No, something wrong.
Okay. So they still got some calls here. Let's see, it's still on the line. Let's see here. I can answer. Area code 718, you on the show? They're not answering. 718, okay. Let's go to 901. Erico 901, you on the show? Nobody's answering. I don't know if they just listening. I wish they had a thing where they could just, you know, listen. Now, the one person said they like him as Gabrielle. We all need some policy. I mean, we ain't been doing the show not even a year, so it takes time to get a lot better. You know, that's you can start answering chat room stuff. It takes a lot of time to get better. I mean, if somebody's doing it.
See, that's the thing. It says if we respect the real family unit, there will be a lot less people with mommy issues. That's true, because a lot of people don't have. I mean, the Black family unit is all messed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's all messed up and twisted. When I go to, like, if you go to a Black church service, all you're going to see is a bunch of women, middle-aged women, and a whole bunch of kids. There ain't not a man in sight. And if there's the only man you're going to see there is a preacher and some teenage kids, and that's it. And it's unfortunate. It's really unfortunate.
I don't get that. Like, I'll say that. I don't know how many times I got to say that. If the man that works, giving you a ring and marrying you, then why you want to have this child? I never understand that, because it's hard for a woman to raise a child by herself. Mm-hmm. It is. I agree with that. I won't say it's not hard. But, you know, but the women keep doing it. Then they put these children in these situations. They get all bitter and upset because the guy don't want them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, like Alexis said last week with the situation about them women, and just to quote Alexis, them guys, you know, like they pussy and don't like them.
Exactly. And a lot of these women don't understand that, though. They don't understand that. They think that just because a man is going to come over your house and mess with you doesn't mean he doesn't care. Like, they think that, oh, well, you know, we have a good time together. He, you know, he comes over here, we chill out, we watch movies together, we eat, we have fun in the bedroom. So, therefore, we're in a relationship. What they don't understand is that just because a guy will do that with you doesn't mean he cares about you. If you've been messing with this guy for even 3 months and you are supposedly in an official relationship, if you haven't met his friends, you ain't met his family, you ain't hung out with him outside of the house, you guys haven't even been out to 2 for $20 at Applebee's, you can't sit there and assume that you're in a relationship. And a lot of these women will sit there and hold on to a man that doesn't even care about them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just in the hopes that maybe, just maybe, if I quote unquote put it on him good enough, maybe he'll stick around. Or if I clean for him, if I cook for him, if I wash his clothes, if I do this, that, and the other, you know, maybe he'll stick around. And it's mm-hmm. funny, because these women will sit there and they'll jump from relationship to relationship with these guys that don't really care about them. And then by the time they're 30 years old, they're all bitter and angry and man-hating, and they sit there and put that and project that same negative energy on their children. And it's sad.
Exactly.
I don't understand why, because I've had a lot of people. A lot of people that I know in my personal life who've gone through the same thing. Like, they've had their mom go through all these crazy relationships, and it has an impact on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mom is sitting there chasing after some man and not even spending any time with them.
Yeah, like for instance, my daughter's friend. Like, it's reversed, because sometimes guys chase after the woman and throw the kids to the side. Like, her little friend, she's about 13 years old, just, you know, like my daughter is. And she's moving to North Carolina. And for the simple fact of her dad's woman, you know, wants to move to North Carolina. But he already had his life set up here. you know, he has his job, he has everything. Okay, but and she don't like the new about to be stepmom or whatever, because she wants all her time, all his time. I'm sorry, she wants all his time, and she don't want, you know, one of them kind of women that's jealous. He spends time with his daughter,
mm-hmm.
and the thing is, she don't have her mother because her mother died in a car accident. So all she has is her father, and you know he's about to take her away from here just to go up there. You get what I'm saying? And that's sad, you know, because, you know, you got to think about your kids, you know, too. It's like when I got involved with my wife, it's like this. It didn't make no sense to get involved with somebody that's not going to work well with my children. I want more time away from, you know, my children than what I can actually, you know, give was right.
Mm-hmm.
And I let, you know, my wife know from the gym, listen, I love my son, I'm going to be there for him, I'm going to pick him up. Because they got some women that don't want to do that. They get involved, and then all of a sudden they don't want you to be with your children. And then what they'll try to do, they'll try to have a child with you and then complain if you try to go see your child that you had, you know, from your previous relationship, because they want you over there with the child they had, you know, in the relationship you have with them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see that happen a lot. They're like, okay, let me try to get pregnant by him, so then he won't go and see his child, and therefore he won't be involved with his baby mama anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And they get, I mean, I understand why you would not want why you wouldn't want your husband's child or your husband to be involved in their child's life.
Exactly, because it's like that should be like a catalyst for a woman that's getting involved with a man. That if he has children, if you've never seen him say, well, I got to pick up my kids this weekend, you know, so I'm not going to be able to go out, or I got to go to school, or I got to, if you never, but this guy say he have children, that should say a lot. I mean, this guy should be telling you he's doing things with his children sometime. He can't always go out with you.
Mm-hmm.
How come he can go out with you every single weekend or whatever, but he's never had his children? I mean, because, and then from the women that I've talked to, they said that that's a great thing to find a man that is a good father.
Mhm. But it's very, I mean, it's hard to find a decent a decent father these days, or decent, you know, somebody who's actually going to be able to be husband material. Because you can find a man, but you can't you can find a man anywhere. I can go, I mean, even at 11 o'clock at night, I can go to the gas station, I don't know, in the 7-Eleven and walk around. Maybe I can find a man there. You know, you can find men everywhere, but just because there's a man doesn't mean that's going to be someone who's going to be a good provider. Doesn't mean he's going to take care of the kids. Doesn't mean he's going to be responsible. Doesn't mean he's not going to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And, I mean, a lot of this does, I mean, a lot of this does have something to do with the woman, though, because some women don't want to make responsible choices when it comes to choosing a mate. Mm-hmm. And then they get mad when, you know, when they're all by themselves. You know, when they're all by themselves taking care of three kids.
Exactly. And then it goes back to the topic of the show where they pissed off that they by themselves, you know, because they chose the wrong guy or whatever, and now the kids are taking the brunt of it. You know, I've met some girls, you know, even, you know, grown women say that their mom took it out on them because she was bitter, you know, all their life. Because their dad, and they never bounce back from that when they're that bitter about the guy. I mean, like, I've been away from my ex for over 3 years, and she's still not over it yet.
There's just some people that never let go.
To my mom, she still can't stand my dad to this day.
And yeah, some people are just like that. It's sad because, I mean, with me, once somebody has crossed me, once somebody has done something I just don't like and I can't stand them anymore, I cut them off completely. I make it to the point where I don't even remember the person's name anymore.
Because
mm-hmm. that's just how, I mean, that's how I deal with things. So I completely just, I act like they don't even exist,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I don't understand why somebody would sit there and try to project all that negativity onto their children. It doesn't make any sense. It's like, why would you sit there and be so spiteful and angry to your kids? How is that going to help them? And even if you are, even if your dad, even if the child's father wasn't any good, what is that? Well, number one, what does that say about you? And how does that, I mean, what does that have to do with the kid? Why should you constantly go and say, oh, your daddy wasn't no good, he was nothing, he was this, he was that? What is that? I mean, how is that going to help with a child's upbringing? How is that going to make your son into a better man? If anything, if your son's father wasn't anything, why don't you try to say, okay, well, my baby's father was horrible, so let me try to mold my son into the right type of man. Why don't I teach him the values he needs to know? And since I'm not going to be able to do it as a woman, why don't I find a good mentor for him? If you can't find another husband, if you're not going to be able to find another man, why not find a mentor or somebody who can look up to? I don't understand that either.
I don't. And a lot of times, it's a lot of, arguments about, single mothers and stuff like that. And, single mothers have it hard. I ain't gonna lie, they have it hard because, trying to get a decent guy, they're gonna have it hard. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I tell people, just try to get it. But sometimes you can be married and it don't work out either. And it throws them back. Because a lot of guys, see women with kids and they're like, I don't want to get involved. Because no matter what, a woman can say, you don't have to be involved in the kids' life. And, that's my children and this and that. I just want you to be a friend to them and get along with them. But no matter what, if you're coming into a situation as a man, okay, and a woman has children, you're going to have to be in their life some way, form, or fashion. Mm-hmm. You can't treat them like animals.
No, yeah, you can't just ignore them completely.
Yeah, like you would even ignore a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to say, especially if you love her, you're going to have to take an active role in their life some way, form, or fashion. I'm not saying you're their dad, but what I'm saying? At least, be there, for them some way, form, or fashion. But that's why I tell dudes, if you can't really think like you can do that with a child that's not your own, then you don't need to get involved with that woman. I don't care how that woman looks. You don't need to get involved with her. I mean, save yourself and those children and that woman the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Don't waste her time. Let her find somebody that will do that with her. Because believe it or not, not every guy look at a single mother like, oh, God, those single mothers. I say this, if a man with children needs to find another woman with children. This is how I feel.
Yeah, that's how I feel, because it would actually be perfect. I'm not saying to make the Brady Bunch, but come on. I mean, it would be better off. I mean, at least you guys know what you're going through. You probably both have the baby mama drama, baby daddy drama. You might even